Right, General, come on, let's get
ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sorry, did your team just lose the champions?
I hope so. I really hope so. I'd like to think that Stevenage are a benchmark for us. They're one of the smaller clubs. They're not a Luton, they're not an Oxford. And they've done it with a particular plan. And it's taken them a heck of a long time to get there. And no, good luck to them. I really hope they go on and win it, yeah.
So are you looking to kind of do what they've done, built it up over the last few years, and be realistic with your ambitions over these 3 to 4 years?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, and I think really we can learn something from their team. You know, yes, I'd like to play a really beautiful, pure Arsenal type, Barcelona type football, but let's be fair, the first half that was men against boys. And, they physically, and I don't mean physically intimidating, they physically won battles all over the park. I thought our players showed a lot of fight and resolve second half, huffed and puffed, but I can't ever remember thinking we're going to score here. You know, we've got to take them as a benchmark and say, right, what have they got that we haven't got? Yes, they're full time, we're part time. That makes a difference. How much difference has to be compared with, you know, have you got the money to go full time? They've got a much bigger bank balance than ours, their budget, a much bigger budget than ours. And I don't want this to be, oh, they got a bigger budget, that's why they won. We've told our players that they have to go and get physically stronger during the summer, because we did look weaker than them. And it's not, you can't just say to yourself, oh, well, they're full-time, we're part-time, therefore they'll be stronger than us. You know, they have to make a decision within their heads that they're gonna have a six-pack rather than a beer belly. And I think it's probably a bit unfair on my boys, but they just look bigger and stronger and more physical than us. And we have to get to a higher level with our physical standing. They look to me like a really good second division side today that could play in the first division, and we look like a young conference side. That's what, that was the difference between the two sides, and credit to them, I thought they were brilliant.
Yeah, supporters were questioning the first two goals from an official's point of view. What did you make of, first of all, Roberts' alleged handball and the alleged offside for the second one?
Thank God, I didn't see it on my life. I didn't see what the problem was with the first one. If that was handball, then fine, I didn't see that. The second one, I'm thinking the linesman was cute, and one guy was miles offside, but he didn't get it, did he? And I think maybe it might be that was a very, very good decision until I see the DVD. I mean, I look back in a Wrexham game and think they were two offsides and they cost us, but they huffed and puffed and didn't do it. We know we're better than us, they don't deserve to win.
Would you look to improve in the summer?
We'll have to get more legs. You know, it's not just about physical prowess, it's about power and strength. And some of our boys will get bigger and stronger and more powerful, and that's good. Those I don't think that will get bigger and stronger and more powerful, we'll have to wave goodbye to, and we'll have to get younger, fitter boys in.
Somewhere in the weights room for a few of the players.
We can't, even if we're full time, we can't do the weights. The weights and that they need to do. One of the weights, I don't just mean a six pack and a big chest. I mean power in the legs, power in the calves, power to really make a difference on a football pitch. And they have to do that during the summer months. They have to do their weights, because once the season starts, you know, gone are the non-league days where you brought them back and trained them really hard through June and just through July. That don't happen anymore. They've got to come back really, really fit and powerful, honed athletes, and if they don't come back, they won't be signing them.
Does that what you just said there, I mean, have you sort of made your mind up whether to go full-time next season, or is it still in the balance?
It's unfortunately still in the balance, and it's nothing sinister. We haven't really got the training facilities available to us at the moment where we can train every day. I mean, this week we couldn't train this week, right, or we trained in a bog. you know, we need proper training facilities. do you go 52 weeks a year? We haven't got the money. We have not got the money. And really, only the big teams in our league have the money. There are other clubs that do it other ways, and you wonder how they get the money and go full time. But what I will say is the board of directors here are desperately trying to take us up to another level, but they're not going to jeopardise the existence of the club and the welfare of the club to do it a year before we're ready to do it.
Okay, does that matter? Would you actually consider like putting a few players full time in that way, or is that
Half done that this year, to be honest. We've had like, you know, the Gregories and the Jay Conroys, they've got jobs that they work around football. And we have to look at every viable alternative we can. And what we have to remember is, hopefully if we really dig in now, you know, we could finish sixth, right? Now, that's the highest part-time side, and that's as well as we really could expect to do. If we keep most of that squad together, or the nucleus of that squad, we should get a little bit better next year because they're young. And we're not a million miles away against the real top sides, Oxford, too strong for us. Leeds today, too strong for us. It's not too many times that's happened.
Yeah, speaking of which, what's the latest on the reserves? Are they going to be in combination next season?
No, again, we're not quite ready as a club to go. You know, I watch combination games all the time, and you know, they're full of first team players from first division clubs and second division clubs, and it would be no point. I think I'll get a good idea of where our reserves stand on Thursday night when I've got them in play. We'll play the strongest side we can, and we'll put a goal in, and Raps will be back. But you know, how many boys am I going to get off a coach at 5 o'clock on Wednesday or Thursday morning and play that day? I'll only enter in them, so I'll know a bit more about that Thursday. I expect them to do well in that cup, but they've got a difficult game against Scotland.
I mean, speaking of the games ahead, I mean, are we going to see, obviously you had said Brown playing today, are we going to see more of the reserves playing like Wednesday and Saturday?
Again, it's a great test for them. If they come through, if two or three of them come through with flying colours and got them in, then I'll be tempted to put them in. If they're not up to beating got them in, then I have to just put my hands up and say, as a club, you can't keep growing at such a pace and everything else keeping up with it. It's like, it takes ages and ages to get the infrastructure of the club right, and the first team's run away with itself a bit over the last 7 years, isn't it? So we're not really ready to go competition.
Yeah, because we've actually gone four divisions above when we started in 2010. Yeah. The reserves are still like one level.
And I think you hit a brick wall when you hit the Conference. It's like, it ain't like the others. It ain't like the Conference South, is it? Where, you know, you play non-league players. This is a proper team next door. You know, Oxford, Luton. Look at Luton, look at the resources they've got. I go and watch Luton reserves and think, I'd have most of that side, I'd have most of them play. You know, Nwokaji, who never even gets a game, he'd walk into my side, you know. So we've got a bit to go, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, because next season we've got, probably have Green Speed, certainly have Darlington, are you going to see more of the same sides?
Well, I'm hoping that Oxford or Luton will go up with Stevenage. And they're two big beasts. You know, Grimsby, will they be bigger than Luton? No. Will Darlington be bigger than Oxford? No, we're near. They're not the beasts that they are. You know, 6,000 and 7,000 gates. And Stevenage are the biggest, strongest, well, most disciplined side with a really focused manager who's done a great job there.
Just one final thing, man. How do you think Seth Brown performed today?
I think we've done okay. I think both goalkeepers haven't really been our problem this year. I think they both acquitted themselves well, and I think Seth is a very talented young keeper that will get better every year on.
Okay, will he be starting Wednesday?
Don't know yet. We're looking at playing one of them two at Thursday and one of them Wednesday.
Okay.
We've got to see who's fit.
Good.
We've got to see who's fit.